Out the Road residents weigh in on the loss of trooper service and what it means for policing in the Haynesboro. And the Haynes Assembly finalizes its $55,000 settlement with a former manager. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. On Tuesday, the Haynesboro Assembly approved a $55,000 settlement with the former manager they fired in December. Some of the background about why the Assembly made that decision came to light this week. Bill Seward had been at the helm of the borough for about 6 months when the Assembly voted 4-2 to terminate his contract with cause. Shortly after, Seward said he was exploring a wrongful termination lawsuit. He also demanded severance pay. Last week, the interim borough manager announced that the municipality would settle with Seward. The borough would pay him $55,000, and in return, he would release the municipality from further legal action. Borough attorney Brooks Chandler released a statement that said the borough would not be commenting further on the settlement. But Assemblyman Tom Morfitt says he thinks the public is owed more of an explanation.
In instances like these, when we're spending that chunk of public money, we have to explain to the voters why we did that, and because we work for the taxpayers and the voters, and you know, I know our attorney advised us to stay mum and not say anything, but we don't work for our attorney; he works for us.
Morfitt says he supported the settlement because of a piece of the borough's liability insurance contract that the Assembly wasn't aware of when they fired Seward. The insurance policy will only cover legal fees in wrongful termination cases if the municipality consulted an attorney before firing the employee. The Assembly did not contact their attorney as they moved toward terminating Seward during the December evaluation.
In the ideal world, in the middle of that meeting, when it became clear, maybe to us through osmosis, that we were about to terminate the manager, we would have stopped and said, aha, page 14 of the insurance policy. Quick, call a lawyer.
Morfitt says because the Assembly didn't contact a lawyer before firing Seward, the borough could have been on the hook for attorney expenses if it went to court in Seward's case. He says ultimately, settling carried less financial risk.
I want to apologize to the voters, you know, that we're spending this money. You know, apparently I should have known what was on page 14 of the insurance policy.
Morfitt is the only Assembly member who has spoken publicly about the reasons behind the settlement. But at Tuesday's meeting, two other Assembly members defended Morfitt against statements from Seward's lawyer, Isaac Zaria. Zaria told KHNS that he thought some of the comments Morfitt made about Seward had a racial motivation. Mike Case and Heather Lendy refuted that claim Tuesday. Here's Case speaking by phone.
There was no element at all of prejudice in there, and I think that smells to me like an attorney said, if we said something like that, then they might rush to settle.
In an interview with KHNS, Morfitt said this.
The implication that our decision, or my decision, or my feeling was somehow racially based or racially biased is too preposterous to dignify with a response.
The settlement was made official Tuesday. The Assembly approved it in a 5-1 vote. Morfitt dissented because he was not able to make a statement explaining the rationale behind the settlement at the meeting. The $55,000 will come out of the area-wide general fund balance. A budget amendment to take that amount out of the borough's savings was introduced Tuesday. According to borough attorney Chandler, the settlement is almost equal and actually a little bit less than what the borough would have had to pay if Seward were fired without cause and received severance compensation. When the Haynesboro lost its state trooper at the end of last year, the vacancy created a gap in coverage for residents living outside of the town site. Now, borough staff are asking Out the Road residents how they want to see that hole filled, if at all. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
More than 30 people attended a community meeting at the Mosquito Lake School. about 25 miles out the Haines Highway. Borough Police Chief Heath Scott addressed the decision to relocate Haines's only blue shirt trooper.
This was a decision by AST. It was unilateral, meaning they didn't reach out to us, they didn't talk to our mayor, they didn't talk to our interim manager, they didn't talk to me. They certainly didn't talk to you.
The trooper patrolled and responded to calls outside of the town site, including neighborhoods out Lutac Road, Mud Bay Road, and the Haines Highway. The community still has a wildlife or brown shirt trooper, but he mainly deals with hunting and fishing violations. Scott said right now his department polices in an about 14 square mile radius. He said taking on the responsibility of the whole borough would add 2,300 square miles to that. Right now, the borough police department is responding to emergency calls outside of the town site, but they're not doing proactive enforcement. Mosquito Lake resident Jim Stanford chairs the Public Safety Commission.
Is there anybody in this room who would not want to be able to dial 911 in an emergency and get some kind of response? Is there anybody in this room who would not even want 911?
He asked for a show of hands and none visibly went up. But several residents said while they do want emergency response, they don't want active patrols. And Jan Merriman said the police might not need to be involved at all. Stanford responds.
There's a difference between being hurt and calling the ambulance, a big difference than calling the cops.
I would not call the cops. How about the wife, Jan?
Huh?
How about the wife who's being abused and maybe her children are being abused and she picks up the phone and she dials 911? What about?
Because it takes over an hour for a cop to get out here if they come.
Jennifer Canfield said no patrols.
I expect if you can save a life mm-hmm. by responding to a domestic violence, a weapon being used radically, that you show up. If I have to put a bullet in somebody who walks through my front door, I want someone to come pick up the body. Other than that...
That's my daughter.
But not everyone in the room had the same opinion. Here's Dana Hallett.
We could have an officer stationed right here for 20 hours a week. And then the response time would be decreased. The interaction with the community would be more immediate.
Interim manager Brad Ryan presented a few different options. They range from ending emergency response and police presence outside of the town site altogether to expanding active patrols throughout the borough. If residents decided they wanted the latter, the borough would need to find a way to pay for it. That could be done in a few different ways, mainly involving taxes. There could be a slight increase in taxes or a change to sales tax dedications that already exist. Currently, local law enforcement is funded by sales tax, townsite property tax, and the state. Caroline Wooten said repeatedly she doesn't want to see any additional costs.
The problem that we have, though, is it's going to come out of our pocket. And we are already paying out of our pocket for little to no services.
That's a reasonable concern.
And we don't want to pay anymore.
Stanford reiterated the idea he's brought up at the Public Safety Commission to change the medical services area paid for by sales tax to an emergency services area.
You're probably talking, you know, a 0.5% or a 1% increase in the sales tax. This is almost a harmless way to provide or emergency police response to the outer borough.
Some of the options to raise revenue for outer borough response would require a public vote. Some community members wondered what would happen if townsite residents and those that live out the road voted differently. Here's Chief Scott.
If you guys truly wanted police service out here, emergency and or otherwise, I don't know that your fellow citizens in the borough are going to leave you out hanging.
That got a good laugh from the room. But Chuck Mittman said residents living inside the town site would benefit from emergency response out the road as well.
Snow machining, they're doing all these other things out here. And if they get in a situation, they're going to need those same services out here and they won't get them.
In general, the message in Mosquito Lake was clear. The community needs emergency response, but not a regular police presence. A second meeting will be held Wednesday, April 19th at 5:30 p.m. in town at the public library. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.